Village Church Q&A podcast, where our goal is to create digital, shareable, and helpful content to make disciples who will go, grow, and overcome.
Hey, welcome back to the Village Church Q&A podcast. Pastor Michael here with you. I'm in the studio with Pastor Craig Jarvis.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you as well. And glad to have you here. Suze is having a baby, and so she's taking a couple weeks off. And so we're going to throw some doozies at you. And here is the question. Why don't we, as Christians, celebrate Passover?
Well, the simple answer to that is that Passover was a shadow of what was to come. Old Covenant festival or a feast done for the purpose of illustrating something greater to come. So one of my friends put it this way. I think it was Ian. Chris said this. What Exodus is to the Old Testament, the cross is to the New Testament.
Yeah, that was super helpful. I ripped that off and used that in my sermon last Sunday.
Well, I'm doing it right now.
There we go.
Thank you, Chris Lash.
There we go.
So this Exodus in the Old Testament, this movement of the Jewish people out of Egypt was solidified in applying the blood of the lamb, of the slaughtered lamb. Don't break any of its bones. Put the lamb on the tops and the sides of the doors. And if that happens, the angel of death will pass over you. Your firstborn will not die. That was a symbol we now know of Jesus dying on the cross. And that was fulfilled in his act of death on the cross. Jesus was our lamb slain for the sins of the world. So just as after Passover, they continued to do this feast to celebrate their release from Egypt. The father would bring the lamb would be slain. There were certain ways that should be done. No bones were to be broken. It was all a picture of Jesus' death and resurrection to come. And so when Jesus appeared, lived a sinless life, and then walked through the city of Jerusalem, through the gates of Jerusalem, as the Lamb of God brought for the salvation of the world by the Father, he became the fulfillment of that picture, that Old Testament picture. He knew that and even demonstrated it in the upper room when he had his Last Supper with his disciples, because even in the wording, you can see his teaching of the fulfillment of the Passover. As they were eating, Jesus took bread in Matthew 26, verse 26. And after blessing it, he broke it and said to the disciples, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup when he had given thanks and gave it to them, said, "Drink it, all of you, for this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." This is Jesus' way of saying he is the fulfillment of the Old Testament shadow of Passover. And so we don't celebrate Passover today because we know that was a once for all sacrifice of God the Father giving us his Son, whose blood was shed for the salvation of the entire world, past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. And the blood of the Passover lamb didn't save you either. It was just the shadow and fulfilled in Jesus.
Yep. And the shadows go away when the substance comes. I'll read from Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Paul says, "Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink," or, it's interesting because this was a debate in the first century, "or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath," meaning there is this context where people were frustrated, probably Jews who converted to Christ, frustrated at these Gentiles who didn't follow all of their Jewish practices and customs. Well, what the Gentiles understood is that with the coming of Jesus, he fulfilled all of those things. They're important, they're valuable, but they're not necessary, because what's most important is what they pointed to, which is Christ. Paul goes on and says, "These," meaning the festivals, the new moon, the Sabbath, "they are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ," meaning he is the point of all of it. And so every time we celebrate communion, actually we're fulfilling the point of Passover, which is to draw our hearts and minds to the sacrificial blood that is shed in behalf of our sins, which is really the point of Passover. So I think you nailed this one. And there are some Messianic Jews, meaning they are Jewish Christians who believe Passover is a requirement. And I think Paul would just open up Colossians chapter 2 with them and say, no, you don't need to judge people, because really the point is Jesus. They were fulfilled. But I also think, I want to say this on the other end, I love celebrating Passover.
Oh, me too. The food is fantastic.
And you forget about the point of it. The food is amazing. Food is
fantastic. But the symbolism is fantastic too. And you can, and when you look at Passover in the light of Jesus,
it's amazing.
You can see how many of these things actually were pictures of the great lamb to come. No bones are broken. The matzah that is stacked in three, and then one is hidden, and then found later on in the celebration of Passover, and then brought back to the table. There is picture after picture of Jesus in the Passover. He fulfilled all of those pictures in amazing ways, and so no, I'm not adverse to celebrating Passover, because it only highlights to me. I can celebrate greater that Jesus fulfilled every single one of these pictures that we see in Passover.
Yep. Also shows you that all of the things that God put into the celebration, how intentional he was with foreshadowing really the what was to come. So, Craig, thank you for that. Hey, next week, I want to invite you back, because you and me, we're going to be answering 5 questions Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, one for every day of the week. And we're going to be answering the biggest questions on the resurrection, because, this is being aired on 2 days, 3 days from now, whenever we're airing this, recording this. But Easter is this weekend.
Yep.
And the week after, we're going to be talking about the resurrection. 5 different questions, 5 biggies, the biggest 5 questions that we've gotten.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah. So you and me, every day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, join us, and we will see you then.